Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Cynthia Kyriassis is here. Cynthia is a relatively new member of our Brain Trust. She's the president of Productivity Partners, Inc. She's a productivity strategist, coach, trainer, and consultant. She's the author of Get Organized, Get Focused, and Get Moving. And she's here to talk to us about one particular really important topic that I know will hit every small business owner listening between the eyes. Cynthia, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So, Cynthia, some days I come to work and I've got a lot of different things going on, and I'm bouncing all over the place, you know, wrapping up this project, starting this project, and my day, it's okay if my day is a little bit, you know, if I'm interrupted, you know, if people are in and out, and you know, some days are just like that. But sometimes I want to focus. I need to focus. I need to stay focused. And it's hard for me to transition my team from being able to just buzz me or tweet me or not tweet. I don't tweet in the office, or text me or whatever, or come in the office, knock on the door. It's hard for me to get to get them to do that on those days. And part of it's my own fault because I just don't tell them. What do you think?
Well, okay, I give you the bottom line first. Managing interruptions and distractions is about setting boundaries. And some people are uncomfortable or don't know how or don't think it's right, because in my classes I usually talk about learning to say no gracefully,
mm-hmm.
right? So I read an article several years ago that there was a woman who's an autobiographer, and she followed Warren Buffett around for a few years. And they were interviewing the author, and they said, "What did you learn from Warren Buffett? Did you get any tips on stocks?" She goes, "You know what? I was a stockbroker before I was a journalist, so I really wasn't looking for that." She said, "What I learned from him was how to say no."
Huh.
And so how does he do it? Same way most of us need to do it. We need to figure out what is the most important thing that I need to do, and how can I... You know, what is causing the interruptions? Is it the phone? Is it me looking out the window? Is it me checking my Facebook? Is it my staff coming in every 5 minutes? Figuring out where those interruptions are coming from and then learning how to deal with them.
Right.
In larger corporations, sometimes, you know, I say shut the door. They don't have a door. They have a cubicle. So some people put headphones on. Some people put earbuds in.
Mm-hmm.
There's external interruptions and there's internal interruptions. The internal interruptions are what I mentioned before: looking out the window, checking Facebook too often.
That's something that a lot of people have to deal with. That's not one of my issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I think most CEOs, if they're working on a serious project, they're probably not addicted to that, so much addicted to that. But when you've got a small company, there's not as many layers of management.
Right.
And so oftentimes the regular folks are reporting right, you know, straight to the to the founder, and so you almost, but you worry about saying, okay, leave me the heck alone today, because somebody's going to say, well, boss, you're going to say, well, why didn't you tell me the building was on fire? Well, boss, you told me not to interrupt you.
Yeah, I need to know that.
or what? Why didn't you tell me that a brand new customer called and needed a bid right now? You know, something
right,
like that,
right.
And so. Part of that's delegating, isn't it? Isn't part of this solution
it's
delegating?
Communicating. Yeah, it is delegating certain things. It's communicating the level at which it's okay to interrupt me. So let's say, for the sake of argument, I'm a big proponent of time blocking, which means that, you know, you figure out when your body rhythm is ready to go, and you know what mm-hmm. your priority is, and you let staff know, hey, you know what? Most days from like 10 to 11, I'm going to be concentrating on priority stuff. And I really would appreciate if I didn't get any interruptions, unless, of course, it is an emergency. And this is how I define an emergency. Or unless Jim calls.
Mm-hmm.
So if you put some boundaries around when it's okay to knock on the door, it doesn't confuse the staff. you're also setting some boundaries up front by saying, hey, this is the most important thing I want to work on. I want to have time dedicated to do that because mm-hmm. that's what keeps the business running.
And also, you've really got to get this across to them from the electronic communication standpoint.
Oh, for sure.
Because people have already dashed off a text or a messaging, something, you know, like on a
yeah.
Yahoo or Microsoft or something like that. They dash that off before they even know it.
Yeah.
And before
yeah.
you know it, it's popping up in you. Oh, the other thing is, turn the sound off, right?
All sound off.
See, I've never used sound for email or anything like that. I've never
Good
one time
you.
In 20 years. I've never used it. If you want me, it's got to flash because I won't hear it. I don't want to hear that noise.
Yeah, I hear you. I understand that totally.
I've got another little suggestion that I'd like to recommend for CEOs. If they really do have projects that they need to focus on, this is something I've done the last very few years. I created for myself an annex. It's literally a piece of property, an annex. And if I need to go and just really get away, I just tell them I'm not going to be here this morning, and I go to the annex.
Mm-hmm.
That's my euphemism for it. That's what I call it.
Well, for sure, for real, find a place where it's comfortable for you, and you remove yourself from your day to day, because you have a lot of creative thoughts when you remove mm-hmm. yourself from your day to day. Like if I feel I'm getting stumped, I get up and I go to the library. They have computers there you can use. It's just the physical change of environment and the ability to not be distracted by something else in my office.
Right.
Where I can do my best work, and that's a lot of what creativity takes.
When I had my consulting company, some of my clients would use my conference room as their annex.
Yes, it's a
change of quiet. My point is, it might be somebody you know who's got a conference room that's not used a lot.
That's right.
And you say, hey, can I come? And you don't, not that you do on a regular basis, say, can I come here and work for 3 hours next Wednesday or something like that?
Exactly. Work on projects that way. Just someplace you can go that
don't
nobody knows.
Don't tell anybody I'm here.
That's right. That's good, though, because creativity needs some time, alone time, right?
Mm-hmm.
You need some concentration.
It's really hard in a small business to
yes, it's very hard,
to get
but it's
completely
not impossible.
Uninterrupted.
It's very hard not to be interrupted, but again, it's not impossible.
Yep.
It's how are you setting up those boundaries? Does it mean yep. you leave your office? Does it mean that you set some parameters around the folks that are maybe causing what you might call the interruptions? You know, when I first
hold on to that thought, Cynthia. I got to take a quick
okay.
break. I was just thinking of a note you could put, a thing you could put on your door.
Mm-hmm.
Does my life depend upon it? Because if it doesn't, your life might depend upon it.
Yeah.
How about that? Something like that.
We like that.
All right, hang on. We're gonna take a quick break. Cynthia, I need your website, please.
ProPartnersInc.com.
Cynthia Curiosis is the name. Cynthia with a C. Get organized. Get focused. Get moving. That's the book. Quick break. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.